Today we have an encounter of Jesus with the Sadducees. Now, a lot of times we can get a little bit confused about who's the Pharisees and the Sadducees and scribes, and what they're all doing and everything. You know, I found an easy way to kind of keep track of that. So, for instance, the Pharisees, they were the ones that believed in things like resurrection and angels and spirit and soul. The Sadducees didn't believe in resurrection. They didn't believe in angels. They didn't believe in soul or spirit. And that's why they're sad. You see? Okay. Yeah. Wow, Father. Yeah. People tell me to keep my day job. This is my day job. So Jesus is talking about resurrection because these Sadducees come to him and they say, okay, we've got an impossible question to answer. It's an impossible question. It's something to do with resurrection. You know, we've got these seven men, they're all brothers, and they all die after having married this one woman. I'd be worried about who this woman was. I don't know. But in any case, they all died, and then she herself died. Whose wife will she be? And Jesus says, you don't understand anything. You have the wrong concept of what resurrection is, of what heaven is. It's beyond your response, beyond what you can understand. But so that you know that it is in the scriptures. And actually the Sadducees only held that the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, not in that order. I forget what the order is, but those five books are the only ones that they held to be scriptural as from God. They didn't hold that the Psalms or any of the prophets were scriptural as such, that they had to hold them as God's word. Just those first five books. And so Jesus says, it's right there in Exodus. See, God says, you know, when you remember the story, Moses comes to the bush, bush is flaming up and says, take off your shoes. Whoa, what's going on? You're on holy ground. That whole thing with the bush speaking to Jesus, to Moses rather. And so he says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus says, he's not a God of the dead, but of the living. You're greatly mistaken. You don't understand who this God is. And so they go away a little bit frustrated. Jesus, on the other hand, he understands because he is God. He understands resurrection. He understands that God is a God of the living. But I think we may struggle with that too. We may struggle a little bit with the fact that God is a God of the living God. A lot of times we have this understanding or image of God as being somewhere out there. It's what in the technical terms we call deism. Deism is the watchmaker God, whereby God creates this watch, winds it up, and then sets it to go. So it's like God creating the universe, he set it going, and then he watches from a distance. And Jesus says, no, God is not that distant God somewhere out there. He's Abba. He's Daddy. He's close to us. It's what we call theism versus deism. Theism, where God is actually active. And so it's God has made the watch, but then he's in the spring, he's in the gears, he's in the continuing movement of the hands. He is right here, present to us, loving us. Do we recognize that? So often in our daily struggles, we throw out a prayer to God, but we see him as someone distant. We don't really think he's going to move in our lives. But he does. He loves us. Now some people say, well, why did God allow me to go and sin? Do these bad things? If he's a good God, why should he allow me to do that?
Because he wants us to be free so that we can love him. And in that love, he loves us enough for us to be able to say no to him. But he has a plan to bring us back. That's the whole thing about the cross and resurrection. He has a plan to bring us back. God is active in our lives. Do we believe God to be living? Not just someone of the past, but living here and now today. Where is he, Father? I can't see him. Well, no kidding. He's beyond sight. If we were to see him, as I like to tell the little children, if we were to see him as he is, our eyes would just fry out of our heads. They're too much. We can't handle it. God is so beyond us. But he hides himself. He comes humbly to protect us, to protect our free will. And so he comes under the form of bread and wine, so that no one would dare ever be afraid of him. Everyone can approach him and see him, not as he is, but see him truly present to us in the world. When we go about our daily lives, do we know that God is alive and moving in our hearts? Do we know that God has a desire and a plan for each of our lives? So often we think, yeah, God has a plan for the saints or something over for the world, but not for me. Yes, God has a plan for each one of us. He loves us so tenderly. And no matter how far we've fallen away, no matter how far we have run from him, he is always ready to draw us back. He has a plan for where we are right now in order to get us into the deep love of his heart. If we don't understand God being a God of the living God here and now today, we need to pray for this grace. We need to pray for this grace. One priest friend of mine put it this way. When he was in high school, you know, he came to realize that he was going to die someday. You know, most high schoolers don't believe that. But he came to this realization that he was going to die someday. And he says, what's going on then? And then he turned on the television. He was flipping through the channels. And he came across Billy Graham. And Billy Graham said, I've seen people die. And he's like, oh, what's this? And Billy Graham said, I've seen people die. And some have died saying with such fear in their hearts. He said, others have died saying, I'm going home with such peace. And he says, I need that. He was so terrified of death, he said, I need that. And so he started going into the church every day after school and he prayed, God, do you exist? Don't you exist? Do you care? Don't you care? He prayed that every day. God, do you exist? Don't you exist? Do you care? Don't you care? And he prayed for week after week, for month after month. He said it was something like 6 or 7 months later. After praying that every day, he had this sense of the reality of God. And he knew in his heart, God was real and God was alive. If we don't know God living in our lives today, if we don't understand that he is alive and loves us, make that prayer every day until God reveals himself to you. And he will. Maybe not with a burning bush, maybe not with the light from heaven going, woo! But God will come and he will speak to the silence of your heart. And he will make you know he is alive. Pray every day, God, do you exist? Don't you exist? Do you care? Don't you care? Jesus says, and I with Jesus, God is alive. God does care.